It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 10th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. President Barack Obama is no stranger to social media. That tweet of him hugging First Lady Michelle Obama on Election Day in 2012 held the retweet record until Ellen DeGeneres snapped an actor-packed selfie at the Oscars earlier this year. But today, the president dips his toes into a new platform, Tumblr. The blogging site has seen a lot of growth in recent years, especially among the kids, which may be why the president is tumbling into a supposed hot topic for young people. Student loans, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
President Obama's participated in an Ask Me Anything on Reddit, a town hall meeting on Twitter, even the online faux talk show Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis.
Okay, let's get this out of the way. What did you come here to plug?
Well, first of all, I think it's fair to say that I wouldn't be with you here today if I didn't have something to plug.
The message he's plugging this time? The heavy weight of student debt. Dave Kirpin is a social media expert at Likable.
I wouldn't give him an A on all the things in his presidency, certainly, but on social media, I'd actually give the president an A.
Mark Schaefer is the author of Social Media Explained. He says the microblogging site Tumblr is exactly the right place to talk school costs.
And it's most popular with people more or less under the age of 30.
It's a direct line to a generation facing $1 trillion in student debt, and an indirect line to Congress to put the pressure on. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
It's been a year since the Edward Snowden leaks, and we're a bit desensitized from all the information we've gotten since. So this week we're doing a series called The Data on Our Data. Five singular data points that remind us how much we now know about surveillance and how much the surveillers know about us. Today's number has to do with your contacts.
The number is 250 million address books.
That's Stephen Cobb, an assistant professor at the Johns Hopkins Information Security Institute. He says the NSA Special Source Operations Branch copied a ton of users' online address books and all the data therein, names, phone numbers, addresses, added notes, almost 500,000 from Yahoo, 100,000 from Hotmail, 82,000 from Facebook, the list goes on, and it all adds up to 250 million address books in a year. Cobb says you can get a really good picture of a person's activity in social network from an address book, and that should raise some alarms.
The underlying issue here really is trust, and on the other side of that, transparency. So agencies are going after large amounts of this kind of information. Their goal is to look for bad guys. They say they're not interested in information about Americans. But the very fact that they have the capability to get that and are sweeping that up in a very wide net is a cause for concern.
You can find more of the Data on Our Data series this week at MarketplaceTech.org. Marketplace Tech is listener-supported, and twice a year, we invite you to make a gift to support the tech and business reporting you've come to rely on. A gift from you in any amount helps fuel a daily dose of tech news from Marketplace. Help us end the budget year strong by making a gift at MarketplaceTech.org by June 30th. You know those obviously fake trees that are actually cell phone towers? Well, how about fake cell phone towers that are actually used as law enforcement tracking devices? They're called stingrays, and they're growing in popularity. Florida is using an increasing number of them. And our friend Cyrus Farivar at Ars Technica has been looking into this. Hey, Cyrus.
Hi.
All right, what are stingrays, and how do these things work?
A stingray is this device that allows law enforcement to conduct pretty sophisticated monitoring of cell phones. It allows cops to not only locate where cell phones are, but also to, in some cases, intercept and listen in on phone calls and text messages.
Now, we've got some new information this month about how these things are, in some cases, being used.
Yes, as you said, this month, we've gotten some new information as the result of some action brought by the American Civil Liberties Union down in Florida. And what they managed to do is they managed to unseal the testimony of a police detective from the Tallahassee Police Department who told the court exactly how he and his team ended up going door to door using a handheld stingray to find this particular phone. And the thing that I think is most disturbing, number one, is that it shows sort of the power of this type of device. But in addition, they're also capturing data from every other phone in the vicinity.
How are the laws about these devices evolving or not evolving? This seems like a pretty new area.
The law isn't very clear as to whether or not these devices can be used. Oftentimes, what the police will do is they'll go to the court and they'll say, hey, we need a pen trap order. And basically, in years past, what that would be good for is giving the police sort of a call log. And I think judges are not fully understanding that sometimes when the police come to them and ask for a pen trap order, what they really mean is a stingray. And the stingray, of course, has far more capabilities than law enforcement has had in previous years.
Cyrus Farivar, senior business editor at Ars Technica. Cyrus, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Before we go, the big video game conference E3 kicks off today in Los Angeles, and in that spirit, a view from the home of Nikki Elise, a gamer from Phoenix, Arizona, doing what gamers are wont to do sometimes. She was playing the Defense of the Ancients 2 video game and also broadcasting video of herself on popular game streaming site Twitch.tv when a burglar broke into her house.
Actually, I don't have space for it. Oh, what the hell?
TP back home. TP, please TP.
He's got boots.
Your top tower is under attack.
Yeah, I can't get
the armed robber stole Elise's guns, her computer, and some other stuff, but not before being caught on her webcam. A friend watching online called 911. Police now have a man in custody. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.